I don't know if you have ever had the experience of being in conversation and hearing your name mentioned in the background. Suddenly it becomes quite hard to concentrate because, of course, you have one ear desperately trying to tune in to the other conversation. You don't naturally want to be impolite by losing the thread of what's being said to you, but you're also dying to know what's being said about you. And the effect is unsettling. You have an awareness, but you don't know of what. And that lack of understanding can be disturbing if you suspect that bad things are being said about you. When the wise men set out on their journey to Bethlehem, they probably didn't realise how much it was going to cost them. The roads were bad, the inns were overcrowded and poor, and there was every likelihood of being attacked by bandits on the way. All they had was their faith in the star that guided them. So why did they set out? Well, I suppose it was something to do with that unsettling and disturbing effect of background information that drifted in and out of the normal conversation of their daily lives, to which they, of course, had one ear constantly tuned. Like many other astronomers of the time, they knew the stories, and they were awaiting the sign that the sky at night would surely give when the time was right. When the famous star did eventually rise in the east, it was for them the first clue to solving a mystery that had exercised the mind of astrologers for many centuries. In those days, many people believed in the stars because they represented order in the universe. No matter what else happened, the stars always stayed on course. You could navigate by them. So when something extraordinary appeared in the sky like their new star, the Magi believed that God was breaking through the ordered universe to announce something special to the world, and so they set out to find this newborn king that the new star was heralding. And in spite of the rigours of the journey, and being conned by King Herod, as we just heard, they persevered, and they were rewarded with the sight of Jesus. That first sight of Jesus must have been a terrible shock for them. And maybe they wondered if they got it right, you know, if God were playing a trick on them. Because instead of the majesty, wealth and hospitality they expected to find, they found the sadness of poverty. And perhaps also the sorrow of rejection by those who could have given a decent shelter to a young woman who was obviously about to give birth. But they also found joy in the certainty that this child was a sign of great hope for the world, especially the lowly whom they saw represented in poor, humble shepherds who come in off the hills, who, like them, knew something very special was happening here. As with the Magi, so also with us, the search for God can have a disquieting effect, and over the hustle and bustle of conducting our normal lives, however busy we are as our career, or our work, or our studies, however far away we feel, God is continually calling us. We still hear his voice, like that background conversation we talked about earlier, and so we need to strain an ear to pick up what's being said. We do this by listening to his word spoken at Mass, or by reading for ourselves his word in the scriptures, and most especially when we identify with the struggles of our fellow travelers on life's journey and try to help them. All these things bring us closer to God, and the closer we get, the more we hear clearly what's actually being said to us and about us. We become less unsettled and begin to experience God's peace, to understand what the world is about and how God works within it. These are the stars that God has given to guide us and all mankind to our heavenly home, where lives the King of Kings.